Let's get back to the KBTA Morning Show.
With Spence.
Please.
On News Talk 1590.
Only your doctor can decide if it's right for you.
KBTA.
And it is 841. We are News Talk 1590 KBTA.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. The Workforce Development Board was successful in securing the Prison to Employment Grant for Ventura County to serve justice-involved individuals and help them enter the labor force. Goodwill of Santa Barbara and Ventura Counties is a local provider for this grant. Here to tell us more about the program is Micah Bailey, P2E Program Specialist of Goodwill of Santa Barbara and Ventura Counties. And Micah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. It's great to have you on board with this real important program that we have here. So let's start off with the basics. Can you briefly share what the goals of Prison to Employment, what the grant goals are?
Absolutely. The Prison to Employment Initiative Regional Plan aims to strengthen collaboration between the local workforce development programs and correction system to improve outcomes for justice-involved and formerly incarcerated individuals by providing access to well-paying, upwardly moving careers.
So what is the role of Goodwill in this grant? How are they helping out? How are they facilitating this?
Well, Goodwill's region, our first store opened in Ventura back in 1997, and ever since then we've been providing services to individuals in our community by helping them overcome their barriers. With our over 20-year history of assisting individuals, we continue this tradition with this grant. Eligible individuals who are in need of assistance are provided with job-related placement services with a goal of permanent employment on the horizon.
Now, providing services these days with COVID-19 is challenging. So are these in-person services, virtual services? How do you help the people out?
Yes, that's been quite a challenge that we've been doing everything we can to overcome. We try to be as flexible as possible. We use video services like Zoom. We provide services over the phone. And we're even able to provide safe, socially distanced in-person appointments as well.
So what are some of the services a participant can receive with this grant? Somebody, you know, that's coming out of prison, and can people, while they're in prison, also be active just to get, just to get a head start on the program, or is this for people who have been released?
Yes. So this program is actually for people who have already been released. There are some programs and assistance while they are in prison, but that's not something that this specific grant is associated with. We offer a wide array of services that are aimed to help participants not only gain employment, but maintain employment. Services such as personalized assessment of skills and needs, development of employment plans, resume building, interview coaching. We're also able to offer supportive services, which can pay for job-related expenses like transportation assistance and uniform essentials. Another opportunity this grant provides is on-the-job training with local employers, which temporarily pays for a portion of the participant's wages. These services are designed to break down all the barriers that all too often prevent formerly incarcerated individuals from having the opportunity to prove themselves in a permanent job setting.
So let's share with employers some of the success stories we have in hiring here through the program. The stigma must be very, very large when somebody is looking at, a person who has done time, committed a crime, but now done their time and they're released. Talk about some of the employees that have gone through the program so employers get a good idea of the quality of somebody that they could hire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a real treasure to see some of these people flourish in the program. We had a young man named James who made some mistakes that caused him to be incarcerated for a number of years. And after he paid his debt to society, he needed a second chance in order to provide for himself and his family. This grant played a key role in providing him with the opportunity to succeed in the workplace. We were able to provide him with transportation assistance as well as some necessary uniform essentials. With these items being provided, he had the opportunity to flourish in his job and has since been promoted within the company not only did he receive a financial boost, but he's been given more opportunity, and he, with that opportunity, he's grown and shown off his ever-improving professional skills. And this grant has been a key part in that transformation. His community, his family, and the business he works for have all been beneficiaries of the hard work that he puts in each and every day.
We have Micah Bailey online here with us from Goodwill of Santa Barbara and Ventura County. Very important topic here. When we deal with incarceration, when we deal with punishment, everybody has their opinion on that, how harsh it should be, how long it should be. But there is one thing that's clear. When people do get released and they have paid their debt to society, the best thing we can do is offer a program where they can actually come out and be successful of people. They made their error, and sometimes they're huge, but now it is time to get them, you know, back into the program, make them working citizens, and impress upon employers that these can end up being very, very excellent hires. So let's look at both sides of it here. An employer or a justice-involved individual, maybe their family is looking to give them that step back in. If they're interested in the program and participating, Micah, how do they get in touch with you?
An employer who's interested in the program can contact us and let us know what kind of opportunities or jobs are available. Additionally, we're happy to provide any additional information or answer any questions that they have. And somebody who is eligible for service, somebody who has a justice-involved past, who's in need of services, can just give me a call, and I'm more than happy to help them along with the process and provide services as soon as possible.
Okay, this is a bit of a pop quiz and a surprise question. Uh-huh. The number of people that are in the program, around the program, need help. Can you give us an idea of how many people you have helped and turned into successful citizens, the number?
Yeah, so this grant was kind of disrupted by the recent pandemic that took
sure.
place. So that kind of knocked down the numbers a little bit. The previous governor, Jerry Brown, was actually the one who put this grant together, and the way that he described it is he wanted to help, instead of helping a lot of people just a little bit, he wanted to help a few people a lot. So that's kind of the way that we've designed the grant, and that's how we're executing it. So at this point, we've helped about 5 individuals, and they're all currently working, and they're up and going. And we're looking into helping some more people, but we're about 5 right now.
Okay, but that's progress, and it's in the right direction. It's
Absolutely.
People that can be employed right here in Ventura, Santa Barbara counties. Again, a contact number for you directly. How can we reach out to you, Micah, so people interested in this program can start their path back to success and back to a career?
Absolutely. You can just reach me at the corporate office here at Goodwill of Ventura and Santa Barbara County, which is 805-981-0130. And just ask to speak with me. My name is Micah. I'm the program specialist for the P2E program, and I'll be happy to answer any and all questions you have.
Micah Bailey, thank you so much for coming on KVTA with the Workforce Development Board. Excellent work that you're doing in the community, and we wish you all the success. And we'll be a contact point, too, as we have the numbers and the websites. Micah, thank you so much for coming on KVTA this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Spence. Have a great day.
Micah Bailey, P2E Program Specialist of Goodwill of Santa Barbara and Ventura Counties. To learn more about the available P2E program in the 805, call 981-0130, 981-0130, or visit www.gwvsb.org. If you are an employer interested in partnering with Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing and recruiting our future workforce, visit workforceventuracounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
It's 851 KVTA.